For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
While speaking to reporters on the South Lawn before departing for the Army-Navy football game in Philadelphia, President Trump announced that his chief of staff will be leaving before 2019.
John Kelly will be leaving, but I don't know if I can say retiring, but he's a great guy. John Kelly will be leaving at the end of the year. We'll be announcing who will be taking John's place. It might be on an interim basis. I'll be announcing that over the next day or two.
According to CNN, the two men have not been on speaking terms the last few days. Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff, Nick Ayers, has been considered a top contender to replace Kelly. President Trump sent a tweet out today saying it's a very sad day and night in Paris. Maybe it's time to end the ridiculous and extremely expensive Paris Agreement and return money back to the people in the form of lower taxes. That after tens of thousands of people across France went to the streets to protest the French president's government. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
The new court filings by Robert Mueller involving former Trump attorney Michael Cohen and former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort show the special counsel's probe is looking into possible coordination between the campaign and the Kremlin. But President Trump told reporters in the White House lawn he's been told there's no proof of collusion.
On the Mueller situation, we're very happy with what we are reading because there was no collusion whatsoever. There never has been.
The president did tell reporters he did not read the report himself but was advised of the content. A major storm is threatening an earlier than usual wintry stew of snow, ice, and flooding across some southern states. WCTI meteorologist Les Still says crews in North Carolina are already prepping for the storm, which is several hours out.
The DOTs are at least taking it serious here and starting to prepare. You know, and it's one of those things where you're going to have the snow in the mountains, but then you get to the eastern part of the state and you head out to the Outer Banks. You know, Ocracoke and Hatteras, they could be looking at almost tropical storm force winds and some minor overwash from the flooding there from the ocean.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Thousands of people from around the world marched Saturday through the southern Polish city that's hosting this year's UN climate talks, demanding that their government take tougher action to curb global warming. Thomas Waits, member of the European Parliament, says some activists traveling to Poland to take part in the UN climate summit were deported or denied entry by authorities.
I think it's very undemocratic to detain or to stop people from coming here. I know from buses from Warsaw, from Wroclaw, but also internationally, people were stopped or were at least blocked to take part at the march. To demonstrate is a democratic right. It's a democratic freedom that we have in Europe.
Poland has introduced temporary random identity checks ahead of the UN climate conference, arguing they were needed for security. Belgian police are firing tear gas and water cannons at stone-throwing yellow-vested protesters near the country's government offices and parliament. Protesters smashed street signs and traffic lights near a police barricade, blocking access to the office of Prime Minister Charles Michel as they chanted slogans calling on him to resign. They threw paving stones, fireworks, flares, and other objects at police. Brussels police say around 400 protesters gathered in that area. About 100 were detained, many for possessing dangerous objects or wearing clothing that could be used as protection in clashes with police. France's Interior Ministry says the protest violence in Paris is under control despite scattered tensions, but it's calling it totally unacceptable. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.